Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. This is Charlene. Welcome to Grace Multiplied, a mature persuasion podcast. If it's your first time coming to this podcast, welcome. We're glad you're here. If you've been to this podcast before and you're returning, welcome back. You are wise. We just love to have you whenever you come here. We want you to know what you can expect whenever you come to this podcast. You can always expect a word of encouragement because that's what we do here. Our lane is encouragement. That's our path. So whenever you come here, you can always expect to receive a word of encouragement. And what we expect from you is that you share knowledge of the podcast. Let someone know that we're here because we want to encourage them. We believe that everyone should live their highest quality of life. And what we do here is encourage you to do that. Now, just a few things we want to tell you about us. Number one, we believe in God. We believe in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we've come to understand and to know exactly what that means for us. But we learn more and more daily. It gets more and more exciting on a daily basis. So, that's why we say, whenever you come here, that's what you can expect. Now, we've told you what we expect from you. If you want to contact us, we do have an email address. It's gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. Again, that's gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. Perhaps after you've listened for a while, you may feel that you have something that you can share with us that will help us have a higher standard quality of life. We would like to hear from you because we need encouragement as well. And whenever we hear from you, it encourages us. So please email us again, gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. Now, let me say this. I'm walking through my 7th decade, looking into my 8th decade. So that means that I've been around a while. I've seen some things. When I got to this season of my life and before, I realized that I need to know exactly what I can trust, who I can trust. And now being in this season of my life, I've learned that's true. So I'm going to share with you things that I've experienced. I'm not sharing things that someone told me, although there have been many valuable signposts in my life. That means those who shared their experiences with me, which is wonderful. Yet, I'm sharing with you now things that I've experienced personally. And I'm hoping that you'll be encouraged from it. You can grow from it. And if it's something that you know that would give me a broader knowledge, please email and let me know. I want to hear from you. Now, I explained here, I believe in God, and I do. That's because, first of all, I have that choice, and it works for me. I have learned that believing in God and learning how I can trust God and exactly what Jesus Christ dying on the cross for me meant, what it means for me, the things that I'm entitled to as a result of it, have improved the quality of my life. So I want to know more and more about that. So I'm sharing things with you. I read the Bible. I use a tool called BibleGateway.com. Again, that's BibleGateway.com. And I use that tool pretty much every day. I used it today. It was still free. If you go to that website, you will find a number of translations of the Bible. You can choose the ones that speak to you and read them as much as you desire until you get understanding. What I do is I read them and I compare the translations because I want more and more understanding. This is an exciting journey that I'm on in the season that I'm living in. And I promise you that if you will just allow God to show you, you can experience a greater quality of life. You can. And whatever you need, He'll be there to supply it for you. So if you want to talk to me, I also have access to conference lines. I know sometimes, you know, technology gets to be a little frustrating. But if you want to talk to me, if you can email, I can respond and we can work something out. So just seeking the Lord to find out what I should share with you this week. Oh, one more thing I want to say. I cannot share everything in just one episode. So I invite you to visit the podcast library. Look at the episodes, the titles. Read the description boxes. They're brief. Pick the ones which speak to you. Listen to them here at the podcast as often as you like. And then email me and we can discuss it if you want more information. Because I base everything on scripture. So again, I want to hear from you. And just to see what I should share with you this week, I believe the Lord said a special relationship. He wants me to help you understand what a special relationship with Him can involve to encourage you. So on those days when you're not feeling quite the same, because in life, as you live and get more mature, you will find that no 2 days are exactly the same. That's encouraging. Days can get better and better. It's according to how we think. I've read in God's word where He says, according to our faith, be it unto us. Whatever we believe God for, whatever we're willing to research and spend the time seeking God and trusting God for, we learn more and we know that we can have. And some things He's promised us. When you go into His word and when you find out that when He died on the cross for us, for you specifically, whomever's listening to me now, if you can receive it, if you can believe it, He died for you on the cross. He loves you. The Lord Jesus Christ loves you. He loves you so much, He laid down His life for all of us because He wants a special relationship with Him. And what I've learned is His relationship is so special for me. It's personal. It is a personal relationship that I have. I get up every morning in the excitement of His love. I read in another place that, and it was backed up by scriptures, that He wants to know, He watches for my first thought in the morning. My first thoughts. He wants my first thoughts to be on Him. He wants to know what I'm thinking. Because He's right there just waiting to rush in and help, assist, whatever I need. He's there to reassure me. A special relationship. What makes it special is that I know it's uniquely for me. I know my relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ is personal. Although He's Abba Father God to me, He is Elohim in creation. He created everything, and everything belongs to Him. Sometimes when I just sit and think, ponder, if you've seen the ocean, if you've seen any part of the sea, you see how vast that is. I live in an area where there are lakes. I'm told that lakes are larger than rivers, that rivers flow into lakes, and lakes flow into the ocean. I've had an opportunity, I've been blessed to see rivers, I've been blessed to see. As a matter of fact, I don't live that far from a river. I can walk down to it. I can. I've been blessed to see rivers. I've been blessed to see lakes. I used to have what we call lake days with a friend of mine who lived in another country that borders the country that I live in. We would have lake days, and we would go, and she had a lakefront property, and we would sit on the lakefront and just enjoy lake days. It was wonderful. The Lord has allowed me to see some of His handiwork. I've sat in oceans. I can recall when certain events occurred in various seasons of my life. I remember in one particular season of my life, I was sitting in the middle of the ocean after a significant event in the country that I live in that was heard worldwide. On a couple weeks after, I would say about 3 weeks after 9/11, I was sitting in the middle of the ocean and I saw a rainbow on the ocean. I did. I was blessed to see that. So I'm having a special relationship. It's personal. I'm getting to know God better. I recognize everything is uniquely for me. My relationship with Him is unique. It's cherished. He loves it. He's allowed me to know that I am one of His favorite. I am His favorite king priest. I say His favorite, but I know I'm one of His favorites. Because He's created everyone, and everyone who wants to be near Him, who wants to draw near to Him, He draws near to them. So I know I'm not His only favorite, but in my relationship with Him, I'm His favorite. In my relationship with Him, I know it's personal. In my relationship with Him, I know it's not ordinary. It's specifically for me because He knows me. He told me in His word, through His word, that He knows every thought that's in my head and every word before it comes out of my mouth. He explained to me in another place that He knows the number of hairs on my head. I would say that's personal. That is personal, uniquely for me. And I love it. It's for me. And it's not regular at all. In the relationship, there's a kinship. I am His child, although, and He lives in me, I'm a manifest son of God. I recognize that. I recognize the authority, the state of being that relates to that. I know that He lives in me. That's binding. You can't get more personal than that. He lives there forever. He just wants me to recognize it. He just wants me to know it. That's all it is. He wants me to recognize it on a daily basis. Every day I come to consciousness, He wants me to realize that I'm in kinship with Him. That I have a specific state of affairs with Him that is passionate. Yes, it is. It exists. It exists between the Lord Jesus Christ and me. Abba Father God makes it even more personal. The Lord Jesus Christ died for me. He did on the cross. He tells me in another place that He was wounded specifically for my transgressions. Whatever part I had in the rebellion. And you know, we can talk more about that if you ever need more of an explanation. He forgave that. He judged that. When I received Him, He judged it. That's how I was forgiven. He explained that to me. He had to judge what I did wrong to forgive me. He had to recognize what wasn't right in my life so that I could be forgiven, so that I could accept the fact that that's done. He knows what I did. He knows everything about me. And it's okay because I've been forgiven. He's drawing me close to Him. He said, come nigh to Him. He doesn't want me to worry about everything. He took it out of my hands. In another writer's mouth, he expressed, He was wounded for my transgressions, bruised for my iniquity. That's anything in me that I didn't know about, that He wasn't pleased with. He was bruised for that. The chastisement of my peace, that is my peace with Him, my right relationship with Him, is on Him. And by His stripes, because He was beaten and bruised so, and many have heard that story, I'm healed. By me being healed means that whatever was not right with me has been corrected. I just have to receive it. I just have to believe it. I just have to maintain submitting to Him. He said, according to my faith, be it unto me. Nothing is impossible with Him. Therefore, nothing is impossible for me. Nothing. If I can believe, I can receive. He said in another place in His word, when I know He hears me, and I know He does, because if He's waiting there for me, if He's sustaining me all night, visiting me in my dreams, which He does, I don't always understand every dream, but I can always go into His presence and just sit for clarity. But if He's visiting my dreams, He sustained me. How do I know I've been sustained? Because I come to consciousness every morning, and He's waiting right there to see if I'm going to, what my first thought is going to be. That is pretty personal. He wants all my first thoughts early in the morning after He sustained me to be on Him. He wants my first thoughts to be focused on him. He's waiting there to rush in. What are my thoughts? What do I believe I need? He just wants me to worship him, to recognize that he's there. Worship means know that he can do something about anything. He told me, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow got enough situations in itself. Do you know he allows us 24 hours a day? He made the first day and the first night. He created time. He specifically designated a period of time for us to deal with daily. And he instructs us. He instructs us. He gave us the ability to number our days. He instructs us. Now that's relationship. He doesn't want us to try to think of everything all at one time. He knows that we're frail in that respect. We will be inundated. It would be too much. He does not want us to be worried or concerned. That's why he said, cast every care on him, because he cares for us. He said, just cast it on him. Fling it over on him. Get it to him however you can. He said in another place, trust in him with all of our heart. Lean not to our own understanding. Don't try to figure it out. He's already got it handled. And he will navigate us through. He'll navigate us through life. He will. When we trust him. That's all part of that special relationship. That's all part of that relationship for each individual. He says he knows every thought that's in our head. Every word that comes out of our mouth. He will revive us. He'll revitalize us. When you get to those places sometimes where you just wonder what's going to be next, you don't have to wonder what or how, what if. That's a form of fear. He said, give it to him. We have to learn to attend to the business he's given us. And the business he's given us is to trust him. And when you become better, stronger, quicker in trusting him, the quality of life improves. That's all part of that special relationship. When we learn how to trust him, when we learn how to, he said, if we acknowledge him in all of our ways, not some of them, all of them, he would direct us. He can't lie. In another place in his word, he said it's impossible for him to lie. He assured us that his word is immutable. If you go to the library of this podcast, you'll find out. Look about at the episodes that pertain to truth, relying on the Lord, confidence, so on and so forth. In doing that, you'll learn more about him. In doing that, you'll understand the union that we have with him, how he lives in us, how he actually does all the work through us, how we are his good pleasure. He watches our thoughts throughout the day. He watches our thoughts beginning in the very earliest of the day. So if you want this special relationship, it's there for you. It's a special relationship. Remember to think on him. Retain him in memory. He is the possessor of life. He is. You have to remember, we have to remember, that he loves us as a special kind of love, which comes with a special relationship. Just remember that. And we are made in his image. We're his representation. Yes, he loves us and is special. I hope I've said something that'll be helpful to you. Email me. I want to hear from you. God bless.